It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click.
Ilihappen hivi, tulikuwa bash, watu walikuwa melala, simu yake alikuwa ameka alarm. Sasa kwa tulikuwa tumelala, simu yake ndilikuwa, hapo juu ya fridge. Na sisi vichwa zetu zimekaribia fridge, tukiwa tumelala. Sasa, in the morning, ika ring at around 6 a.m. It's ringing, it's making the fridge vibrate, I can't sleep. And nobody in that house is hearing. Kila mtu alikuwa ameblake, amekunywa pombe. Yeah, so... Mimi nikasikia kuna mtu anaamka kuzima hii alarm because everybody was waiting for someone to wake up and go and switch it off. I didn't know it was my ex's phone that was up there kwa your fridge. So niliamka tu kuzima alarm nirudi kulala. Nikapata ni simu yake.
You're like, no, you know.
Kila mtu amelala, niko like, hey, let me tell you, the devil. I don't know if it was the devil or the angel. I do not know. But something told me loudly, honey, check that phone. I love, let me tell you guys, I feel like it's God who told me to check that phone because I didn't remember his password.
Yeah.
Right? But... on first attempt, the numbers that I put on first attempt, ilikubali, ili unlock. I was like, ni Mungu ananiambia niangalie. Tafadhali kwa sababu mimi siko na kumkata hii password. So I checked his phone. Hey, usingizi ilipotea.
Oh shit.
I felt my soul leave my body. I checked and I was like, if he tells me there's nothing I should fear, then let me just check. Just a courtesy check. Like I want to just see. Nigga was talking to his ex. He was flirting with his ex.
Oh my god.
And kwenda kwa WhatsApp, I didn't check his WhatsApp. His WhatsApp had a lock. Again, guys, if a WhatsApp has a lock, red flag. His WhatsApp had a lock, so I couldn't check that. I checked his Instagram and that was enough to break my heart.
Yeah.
Because he was not only talking and flirting with his ex, he was also talking to other women.
Oh my god. You know. God.
I remember my best friend Yonis was also there. So I went to her and she asked me, what's wrong? She saw me crying. Hey, why I cried? My eyes were puffy. But baby, checking your person's phone. Let me tell you. Me, if somebody tells me I shouldn't check their phone at you, oh, it's private.
No, it's not privacy.
No.
If you signed up.
Right?
You signed up to me.
If you've chosen to be fully committed to me and I've chosen to be fully committed to you, then why the fuck are our phones private to only one person?
That's not right.
If I'm letting you in my kuchi, like, that's the most private thing about me, then what's a phone?
What's a phone?
Right?
Yeah.
That means if you keep restricting me from touching your phone and telling me that, oh, this is something you should respect about me, it just means there's something you're hiding. Because I know if I've committed to you, I'm going to get rid of any links that may threaten our relationship, right?
Yeah.
But if you keep giving me excuses as to why I can't touch your phone at your privacy, OCG, what?
I remember my ex, not my current ex.
Yeah.
When we broke up, I found some things. You were sharing an iCloud.
Yeah.
So... something popped up, and I was like, who have you been dating?
Baby girl, you've been naive this whole time.
Oh my god, that was bad.
Yeah.
Because we were sharing an iCloud. Then, that stupid motherfucker is telling me, Ati, you are nini with my privacy.
No.
If you know me... you know, that was the wrong phrase.
That was the wrong one. Someone definitely did you the thing before talking because you. What?
Yes.
And this whole time, he's literally invading your privacy and going through. He was the one who hacked your phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
You remember, right?
Yes. That he hacked my phone.
I love when you're the one checking in on him and what he does. And it's an invasion of privacy.
And sharing an iCloud is funny because when I'm just chilling, something will pop up.
Yeah.
Just a photo. When I click, it's not mine. It's his. So his pictures are coming. So I'm like, oh, fucking hell
this
no.
This nigga was dumb. Because honestly, I think what he was picturing is that he would take the photos, delete them from his phone. You wouldn't find them. But what he didn't remember is that they get uploaded to iCloud immediately.
Immediately. And I'll find them. You see, I'm seeing them. And he was sorry. He was so sorry. But before that, we had gone to Mombasa. Then, sasa guys, acha niwaambie ukweli.
try to become the TMC line. That is the TMC tagline, guys.
If you're with your partner right now, na hamjaenda Mombasa, you don't know about breakup. Go to Mombasa. Ooh. You break up in Mombasa. Mm-hmm. Munakosanaga Mombasa.
I have my experience with Saddam. Honey, I relate. And I actually attest to what she's saying.
Oh my. That guy told me I give him. We were playing truth and dare. Or dare. Mm-hmm. With the whole team, the whole family.
Yeah.
So we were like, truth or dare. Then he dared me. I said, dare. Then he said, I dare you to give me your phone.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad dare, but I feel like we had to get to the team.
But mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Let me just, because if you don't do the dare, you drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, let me drink. Because previously, that night, the phone ili ring na kaangukia, like haraka haraka, you get?
Yeah.
Like something was happening. Mm. So me, I was like, you know, if you can't give me your phone, mm-hmm. why am I going to give you my phone?
Yeah.
I'm not.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. But then that's the cardinal rule.
Yes.
If you can't give me your phone, don't expect me to give you mine.
Exactly.
And for me, the rule is if I can't have access to your phone, my instincts are going to just shoot.
Mm.
I'll know you're hiding something from me, and I don't want to be someone I can't trust. Because trust means you have access to whatever I have.
Mm.
You respect my space and what I do. And if there's anything affecting you, you let me know and I can make adjustments so that I can accommodate you.
Mm-hmm.
But do not tell me I can't check your phone or there are things I can't check or do with you. You know?
Yeah, well.
If we've chosen to be in this, it's a conscious decision between us.
Yes.
Like, let's be open with each other. And that's where transparency comes in relationships. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. if we can't be that transparent with each other, that's how problems start. Alafu nikipatana na kitu ama mtu aniambie kitu konja, I'll be like, fuck. My intuition told me to check that phone, and mimi nikajifanya mtu mzuri sana ati I'm the good girlfriend who doesn't craze. Let me tell you, I am mad. May I'd rather be called crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Hey, yes, yes, guys. Because me, I remember the second guy that I checked his phone, my ex again, that.
I said, hey, man, please change, please. this is becoming an alarming situation.
Me and my friend, we were dating friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember you did tell me that story. Ooh,
we were dating friends.
Yeah.
So I was curious. So my friend is called Maimuna.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey. By the way, shake I have chosen to consider how watu wanatuongelea ganini, and I'm like, you know what?
Let's shake.
And I check, and I'm like, oh my god, those people. They said, not really. They are not talking about us, but they were talking about a certain lecturer.
A woman.
Oh my god. And I was like, okay, I shouldn't have, but I have.
Do you ever feel like your blood is boiling? Like, do you have that feeling when you find out something like that?
Guys, he was asleep. And I was like, wake up. Amka, we need to talk. We need to.
Unalalisha nini hapa?
Amka. Because me, dami na nini. And by that time, I'm texting my Muna and I'm like, fuck. I'm screenshotting na najitumia alafu na delete.
Oh my god. But that was really bad. What did he do when you confronted him about it?
No, they were basically talking about a certain lecturer.
Yeah.
The lecturer was like, even in classes, she was hinting liking the guy.
Yeah.
But now it's just like boys were talking about it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, if she wants to shoot her shot, let her shoot.
Yeah.
And we can see what I can do about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Heavenly Father.
I even told him, you're not supposed to talk to your friend for 1 week.
Let me tell you, if you're going to date Mercy, be very disciplined. Kwasababu. I would have loved to see how he reacted to that. I swear. But you know, the thing is, you tell them, you call them out on their bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? And if they don't own up to it,
yeah,
then that guy is just basically playing you at the end of the day.
Yeah.